Praise the Lord. God bless you. I want to thank you for the miracle seed. I want you to begin to know that this is an hour and this is a season of new opportunities. It's an hour and a season where the Lord was saying to you that you're going to begin to find that God's going to touch every aspect of your life. He's going to touch relationships. You'll also begin to see that the Lord says be attentive and be sensitive in the spirit concerning those whom you care about. You'll also begin to find that the Lord says do not become impatient, but use wisdom and stay on the course. For he says, guard your words as well as guard in your actions. As we have just come past the Day of Atonement, I sent you a particular email and spoke to you concerning three of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into number one of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into a double portion. Where God said, I'll bless you, I'll restore you, I'll replenish you. I will cause you to come into a season of increase, and I will bless the works of your hands. Number two of the blessings of the atonement, you will come into a time of financial promises. For what God has promised thee, he will surely give it unto thee. And those who owe you, those who have stole from you, God said, I'll give it back to you, and I'll bless you through financial promises. For I said that I call you the head and not the tail. I said that I will prosper you. I said in my word that a cattle on 1,000 hills are mine. And because you're mine, they belong to you. You will walk into kingdom blessings. Number three of the blessings of the atonement, restoration. God said as you rest in him and move in prayer and meditation and fasting and seeking his presence, you will rest in him and you will come into a time of restoration. You will come into a time of peace. And as you rest in God, he says, I'll restore, I'll replenish, I'll repay. And I will renew thy strength in me. And all that the cankerworm and the pommel worm has eaten, he said, I'll bless you. Number four of the blessings of the atonement is special miracles. Special miracles shall come for thee, through thee, and by thee. Miracle healing, miracle touching in the body of loved ones as well too. Miracle in your finances, miracle in real estate, miracle in business, miracle even in the things concerning ministry. Miracles, special miracles, I'll do for thee. Number five of the seven blessings of the atonement, because you're walking into that because of your seed of faith. You will come into a time of a divine presence, and God says, I'll fill your thirst, and I'll cause you to walk upon green pastures. I will cause you to come into a time of divine presence, and many shall know that I am with thee and that I am yours. You will step into a time of divine presence where you will know that I am with thee. I shall protect thee. I shall guard thee. I shall cover thee in my presence, and I will cause you to dream dreams, and I will bring you to a time of great revelations, and you will know that I am with thee, and I am your Father, and you are mine. So you will walk into a time of divine presence, and I will cause thee to touch the lives of many people, for you will bring healing to my people, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. Number six of the seven blessings of the atonement that you will also begin to walk through in this season, where there will be blessings upon sons and daughters, natural as well as spiritual. And I will make thy voice known, and you will speak my word, and I will cause a glory to come upon thee. And as you speak the word, others will hear thee. You will touch the lives of many, many people, because he says blessings, 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 not only for you, but for generations to come. And because you have moved in faith, I will even bless the works of thy hands, and I will bless thee generations upon generations because of your faithfulness. If I've done it for Abraham, I'll do it for you, saith the Lord of hosts. Number seven of the blessings of the atonement that you will walk into, where he begins to say in Joel chapter 2 verse 32, deliverance to whomever calls on my name. He says, as you call upon my name, I will hear thee. For know that I would not slack my hand unto thee, for I will run speedily and quickly unto thee. Because God said, as you call forth my name, I will send forth mine angels. I will send forth warring angels. I shall send forth ministering angels. For he says, I will cover thee, and I will guide thee, and I will lift thee up, and no harm shall come nigh unto thee. Lift up thy voice and call upon my name, for I will hear your cry. I will hear your cry, and I will comfort thee, and I will cover thee, and I will take thee up into high places. Oh, I will take you into a place and a realm in me, and I will cause you to see things you have never known before. I will cause you to come into a time of revelations. I will cause you to come into a time of great impartation. Why? Because you have called upon my name, and ye halabakoshana, because you have known my name, according to Psalms 91, I shall cover thee under the shadow of the Almighty, and no harm shall come unto thee, saith the Spirit of the Most High.
God bless you, Sister Sarah. Sister Sarah, I hear the word of the Lord for you saying that there's going to be justice. God says for you not to worry. I'm hearing God say for you to get things in order and get things organized. I'm hearing God say that there's going to be something that's going to be awakened on the inside of you. For God says that there's great gifts, and God says he's bringing forth comfort, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Sarah. I so agree with Elder, and I hear God saying, hearken unto his voice in this season. Hearken unto my voice, O daughter of God. God said this is a time that he's going to minister to you, and he's beginning to speak and whisper into your ear. And God says, have a pad and a pen and write down what the revelation and the knowledge and the wisdom that God is going to pour into you, because it's such a impact that you will have on the people that God is calling you into, calling you to, for destiny is awaiting you, and that's the word of the Lord.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Sarah. I heard God says, I concur with prophets as far as you are going to be have to write things down because things are going to be coming so quickly. And it's going to be a season of great meditation and great focus for you, because this is a season where God's going to start speaking so many things to you that you're going to have to keep track of everything that God's going to bring you into. This is a season also to separate yourself. Separate yourself so you can get more into the Spirit of God. Separate yourself so you can hear God's voice in a brand new way. Even God's going to start bringing in a new revelation about yourself, revelation about who you are and the power that's in you. And once you realize the power that is in you, you'll know that nothing can stop you. Even sometimes when it seems like you were not moving the way you felt you needed to be moving, God's going to show you how to supernaturally move things along, how to supernaturally make things happen. And God says it's a new season of revelation and manifestation to the Spirit of the living God.
God bless you, Sister Sarah. And I concur with all the prophets. God said this is your time to shine. God says that he's moving you to the front. And God says you're to prepare yourself and ready yourself, because it is your time to shine, and that is the word of the Lord.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Sarah. I so agree with the prophets. Father God said there's nothing more powerful than a time that is coming. There's nothing more powerful than a season at hand. A woman of God, Father God said, take this season and run with it, because I hear Father God saying this is the season of mastery. You're being brought into a new maturity. For Father God says he's perfecting all things concerning you. And Father God says don't look back and don't look forward. Father God says stay focused on the now. You're in an hour of power. So move forward. Father God says continue to remain humble, because in your humility you're going to be brought before many influential individuals. And that is the word of the Lord.